Jerry Bader Show 1023. I really have to get this guy on, professor from University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Bruce Hall, and debate him. It's settled science. First, there has not been global warming for 15, almost 16 years now. Even his side concedes that. But here's the other thing that he trots out in this piece in the Daily Herald. 98% of climate scientists surveyed concluded that global climate is warming and humans are a major cause. Absolute, utter nonsense. Forbes covered this in a 2012 piece. So where did that famous consensus claim that 98% of all scientists believe in global warming come from? It originated from an endlessly reported 2009 American Geophysical Union survey consisting of an intentionally brief two-minute, two-question online survey sent to about 10,000 Earth scientists by two researchers at the University of Illinois. Of about the 3.000, is that supposed to be 3,000? Maybe. Who responded, 82% answered yes to the second question, which, like the first, most people I know would also have agreed with. Then, of those, only a small subset, just 77, who had been successful in getting more than half of their papers recently accepted by peer-reviewed climate science journals, were considered in their survey statistic. That 98% of all scientists referred to a laughably puny number of 75 of those 77 who answered yes. We're talking about 75 scientists. That's what that 98% refers to. That anything but scientific survey asks two questions. The first, when compared with pre-1800 levels, do you think that mean global temperatures have generally risen, fallen, or remain relatively constant? Few would be expected to dispute this. The planet began thawing out of the Little Ice Age in the middle 19th century, predating the Industrial Revolution. That was the coldest period since the last real ice age ended roughly 10,000 years ago. The second question asked, do you think human activity is a significant contributing factor in changing mean global temperatures? So what constitutes significant? Does changing include both cooling and warming, and for both better and worse? And which contributions does this include? Land use changes such as agriculture and deforestation? No one has ever been able to measure human contributions to climate. Don't even think about buying a used car from anyone who claims they can. As then-Senator James Inhofe, ranking member of the Senate committee, ranking committee Environment and Public Works, has observed, the notion of a consensus is carefully manufactured for political and ideological purposes. Anyway, long story short, when you hear that 98% number, it is referring to 75 scientists. That's it. That's all. And I know, I've covered this topic a lot lately, but they're desperate. The empirical evidence is now riding against them. The fact that we haven't had global warming in 15 years is catching up, and you are seeing colder winters in places where you would expect cold winters. Look at the morons that took that stupid tour to the South Pole and didn't realize they would get caught in the ice. Remember, they were there to show that you could do it, that the ice is so diminished. This is insane. This is such an overused cliche, but it really is the emperor's new clothes. It really is. The emperor here is so obviously naked. But they won't give it up because the money involved is so tremendously high. That's the other thing. Anytime someone criticizes this, well, you're just in it with the oil companies, even though they have no evidence to do that. If a scientist says they question man-caused global warming, they're immediately, well, you work for the oil companies, with no evidence of that at all. Meanwhile, nobody ever looks at how much money do academes make? How many grants do they get? How much money was involved at at Penn State and other, and what was it, Oxford? I can't remember. The British university involved. The ones that were involved in the whole email thing. It's a scam. And you know it's a scam because what do they never stand on? They don't stand on the science. They claim to, but they don't. If they could stand on the science and say, here's what happens when CO2 is emitted into the air. And I know what it is. I've studied it. I know what the theory is. For the theory to be right, we're not pumping nearly enough CO2 up there. Not carbon dioxide. Not nearly enough. Not even close. You would need so much more to create the phenomenon that involves moisture in the atmosphere. It's just a fraction of what would be needed to move the needle at all. That's why they don't discuss the science. Yeah, here you go. Here you go. Remember the cigarette advertising in the 50s and 60s? 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Camel cigarettes. Remember that little gem? Speaking of doctors, something very significant about Obamacare that I did not get to yesterday, but I will in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.